At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
The housing market is so hot that home buyers are busting through their budgets at an astonishing rate. According to a survey done by Owners.com, one third of Americans who purchased a home in the last 4 years spent an average of $16,510 over their budget. This means a lot of people are likely living above their means. Millennials are the biggest culprits, with 40% spending an average of $24,545 more than they intended. And on the lower side, 19% of baby boomers spent an average of $8,024 more than their budget allowed. Location and desired neighborhood are the main reasons for spending more. A supply shortage of houses also means several offers forcing buyers into a bidding war.
The 2018 Ford Escape has received a poor rating in the front passenger side crash test by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The Mitsubishi Outlander Sport also didn't do well on this test, being marked as marginal. Both companies say safety is a priority in their designs. And several reports of zombie-like raccoons are terrifying residents in Ohio. The animals have been acting strangely during the day, standing up on their hind legs, baring their teeth, and then falling over backwards. Experts say they're likely suffering from a viral disease called distemper, and residents should alert police if they see any odd behavior from raccoons. And finally, remember the Super Bowl selfie kid? Ryan McKenna reunited with Justin Timberlake at his Boston concert this week for another selfie. Still can't stop the feeling.
Let's go to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute today with Lauren Simonetti. Lauren, you have the story of the theft of more personal data.
That's right, Richard. Another day, another data breach, this time at a tech firm that provides online support to Sears and Delta Airlines. Sears says that its stores' in-store systems were not compromised, but a small number of online customers may have had their data stolen. Delta is investigating, but says passport and SkyMiles data was not breached at this point. Well, the feud between MoviePass and AMC Theaters appears to be over. For now, the movie subscription service will now be available at all AMC Theaters once again. Landmark Theaters was recently added to the list of cinemas customers can go to for a price of $6.95 a month. And Facebook estimating that 87 million users were affected in the Cambridge Analytica scandal, almost double the first number reported.
And Lauren, what is the company doing to change the way it shares information?
Well, the company is announcing 9 changes to how it shares its data, as well as updating its policies around data restrictions. Facebook also updated its terms of service for the first time since 2015.
Good to see they're doing something about it. Lauren, in New York, thank you.
A tragedy turned into a wake-up call for one Canadian man, and it saved his life. Tony Bussey weighed 567 pounds when the Fort McMurray wildfire swept through Alberta in 2016. Airplanes were brought in as Bussey and many others were forced to evacuate. Due to his large size, Bussey required 2 seats on the plane, and that was his aha moment. He said, "I kept thinking, here it is, somebody's wife, somebody's husband, somebody's family member is waiting for their mom or dad or their loved one to come home, and their loved ones have to wait longer now because I'm too fat to sit next to. That had a profound effect on me." Now 43 years old, Bussey has dropped 326 pounds, more than half his body weight, through healthy eating and exercise. Bussey says he can finally travel like he's always wanted to and plans to run a marathon on the fire's 5-year anniversary in 2021. You know, change can be hard, but Tony Bussey is proof that anything is possible if you want it bad enough. You may have heard of a company called The Wing. It's a private club for women with 3 locations in New York, and the group's website describes it as a network of spaces designed for women to help generate ideas to help the advancement of women. But listen to this. Now New York City leaders are investigating to see if the group is discriminating against men, because the thing is, men are not allowed to be members or even guests at this group,
yeah,
at this exclusive group.
This is, you know, if you think about when there used to be men-only golf clubs, there's still a couple around.
Yeah.
And the debate there was, well, women want to join, so why would you discriminate against women today? I think the fundamental difference here, men are not clamoring to be a part of this
right.
club.
Exactly.
I think in the end, it's probably going to be okay. But yeah. a really good friend of mine is a member mm-hmm. and loves it.
Yeah.
I think this tweet written in response by a member to this investigation sums it up. The wing is a safe and necessary space, and I'm proud to call it my home away from home. I think, you know, in the era of Me Too and everything
yeah.
else, this is women getting together, they trade ideas and they feel comfortable,
yeah.
and it's, I think it's probably a good thing.
But technically, it is discriminating against men, technically, when you consider New York State law. But when you see, when you just consider simply the wage gap between men and women, you see a need for a group
yeah,
like
do.
This.
I think they'll win the argument on the basis alone of the line safe space. You
yeah.
know, I think that's going to work for them.
Right.
Let's move on to a topic that is in the news a lot lately, self-driving cars. This week, California officially started allowing the testing of fully self-driving cars on public roads without a backup driver.
Right.
This comes after a driverless Uber hit and killed a pedestrian in Arizona just last month. California officials said that did not change their overall strategy, but critics say it should have.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are currently 50 companies have licenses in California to test driverless cars with a backup driver.
Right.
This is a big step. And I know you were alarmed, you know, we're all alarmed by that death in Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't think that in itself should completely set back the strategy.
We see the headline,
yeah.
fatal accident with driverless car, and, you know,
yeah.
people tend to freak out. And I'm talking about the average person
and
here.
For a reason, there's nothing wrong freaking out for that, right? That's a reasonable response.
Right, but I
response.
Just think the sensitivity of passing this law right
yeah.
after that, maybe it could have been delayed just to consider the taste.
But the fact there are 50 companies with these licenses shows how big this is going to be. Change
yeah.
is coming.
And one person has applied for the new permit.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So we'll see what happens there. Okay, let's talk about the upcoming royal wedding, shall we? I know I'm excited. Can't wait to see Meghan's dress. There are now estimates about exactly how much Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's ceremony will cost. The British wedding planning site Bridebook estimates the total cost at $45 million.
Almost all of that is for security. Do you see
I
that? I mean,
million
like 42
of
million
it.
Of the 45 is security.
Right, a ton of security. I mean, the top of the line stuff, which makes sense.
Including, and this sounds exciting, we like technology and science here on this show. Special technology that will deactivate paparazzi drones.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that interesting?
That's cool.
Because
so
that's obviously the new threat.
So what is it?
Is they buzz into the church or something and they can just take them out somehow.
Then 2.8 million of the cost is for the normal wedding expenses, food,
yeah.
drink, whatever. You know, I think this is actually a modest estimate when you consider the return on investment, right? I mean, it's expected to generate 680...
I wouldn't say modest.
Hear me out, though. This wedding is expected to generate $680 million for the British economy, mostly from tourism.
I'm not that excited about seeing the dress because it's going to look like a wedding dress.
You're such a guy.
It's going to look like a dress.
You're such a guy.
I already know what it looks like. Over 3,000 of its employees have urged Google to stop working with the Pentagon. Google has been working with the Department of Defense to use its image recognition technology on drone footage. In a letter to CEO Sundar Pichai, the employees write, "We believe that Google should not be in the business of war." By the way, Google's motto is, "Don't be evil."
Yes, very fitting for
yeah.
this conversation.
It is. So Google say this technology could be used to identify civilians
yeah.
so they don't get killed. The signatories say, but once they've got the technology, long term, you don't know what they might use it for.
Yeah, and as you alluded to in the beginning, that letter that they wrote to the CEO in part says Maven will irreparably damage Google's brand.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's important.
Probably a good point.
When we think of Google, we think of searching for anything you need.
Another interesting element of this story for me is that, you know, when I was a kid, when we were kids, all of the best technology came from the military, things like GPS. Now, the military is looking out. All of the best technology and all of the best science is actually in the civilian world.
Yeah, kind of a reversal of roles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good point. Well, here's a new survey to talk about. It's by the website YouGov, and it asked a very simple question. Do you believe the world is round or flat? Well, only 66% of young millennials age 18 to 24 said they believe the earth is round. 9% said they were recently having some doubts.
Right.
4% believe the earth is flat, and 16% just weren't sure at all. The flat earth philosophy, I'm not sure you know, it's actually a thing. This is a little silly in my humble opinion. What do you think?
A simple question met some simple minds.
Oh,
Kristen. It's just ludicrous. There's a friend of mine who's this fantastic comedian in England called David Baddiel, says that conspiracy theories are how stupid people get to feel like intellectuals. A kind of, we know how the world works.
Yeah.
How do you think the sun goes up and down? Why do stars move in the sky? Why, when you stand on the beach, does the ocean disappear over the horizon?
Yeah, well, not to mention the whole globe thing.
Like
from,
I know.
From outer space, like the whole NASA thing.
Get all the photos. In fact, let me close with this. I found this the other day.
Uh-huh.
I got a photo of it, and this is on the homepage of the Flat Earth Society themselves.
Yeah.
The opening line is, the Flat Earth Society has members all over the globe. It's how stupid they are.
Yes, that's a tough one. In today's hometown stories from Fox 4 Dallas, 9 seniors at Sam Houston High School in Arlington, Texas, got the surprise of a lifetime when they received full-ride scholarships to Texas Christian University. Those academic scholarships are valued at $250,000 each. TCU's Community Scholars Program recruits candidates from urban, high-minority public high schools in Texas and provides more than $6 million in scholarships each year. The entire school came together to celebrate these kids' achievements. In our second story from KTVU, technology conglomerate Cisco Systems announced it would donate $50 million over 5 years to fight homelessness in California. The donation will go to Destination Home, a nonprofit that builds affordable housing for the homeless. The problem of homelessness in the San Francisco area is particularly dire, with an estimated 7,400 people living homeless on any given night. Cisco's donation is considered to be one of the biggest corporate donations to fight homelessness in history. In our final story from Fox 46 Charlotte, 8-year-old Izzy Byerly from Tega Cay, South Carolina, has made it her mission to spread kindness. With the help of her mom, she started a t-shirt business featuring her own artwork along with inspiring messages like choose kind, have courage, and be a rainbow. They started selling the shirts on Facebook, and they've sold over 150 since March. Now they're planning to donate their earnings to local organizations that help spread kindness in their community. A new business coming to the U.S. this year promises a different kind of facelift. Face Gym is exactly what it sounds like, a fitness center for facial health. Like a conventional gym, members take 30 to 45 minute communal classes. There's a warm up and a cool down. In between, trainers knead and massage the muscles in your face. There's also electrical muscle stimulation, laser sculpting, and liquid CO2 shots. It was founded by a beauty journalist who said she wanted a way to treat sagging skin, but couldn't find anything other than Botox or surgery. Believe it or not, there's some science to back Face Gym up. A study done by Northwestern University found that middle-aged women who did 30 minutes of facial exercises a day took about 3 years off their appearance. As we age, the pads of fat behind our face lose mass and cause sagging. Muscle can fill in the gaps. Sessions for the current Face Gym in London start at $70 and go up to about $550. New Yorkers can decide if they want to face those prices when the U.S. location opens there next month.
19 years ago, Liz Soden was paralyzed from the waist down after a devastating car accident. But her husband, combat veteran Brad Soden, didn't want her to miss out on life's adventures, even though she now needs a wheelchair to get around. Well, Brad got to work, and after lots of trial and error, he created the Tank Chair. It's a rugged wheelchair that has treads instead of wheels, and it's tough enough to move over mud, sand, and snow without tipping over. It allows Liz to travel on mountain trails so she can hike with her family. Lots of engineers said this type of wheelchair could never be made, but Brad, who's a plumber by trade, made it work. And better yet, he sold dozens of tank chairs to wounded veterans so they can get off the sidewalks and maintain their active lifestyles. A tank chair isn't cheap. It costs around $15,000, but they are definitely popular. The wait list is over 3 months long.
More airlines are offering so-called basic economy fares. They're the cheapest tickets on the flight, but often lack advanced seat assignments and don't allow use of the overhead bin or changes to the itinerary. Delta, United, and American all sell basic economy tickets. Many flyers think they're designed to compete with low-cost carriers like Spirit and Frontier. But they're also intended to drive travelers flying for business into more expensive seats. One consulting firm told the New York Times the basic economy fares have the added restrictions which the airlines have created to make them deliberately unattractive to business travelers. One example is scheduling. One travel company estimates that about 11% of business travel changes mid-trip. That means business travelers with basic economy tickets that can't be changed would have to buy new tickets if meetings run long or get rescheduled. The strategy is working. Many companies that book corporate travel say clients tell them not to send basic economy fares. Airlines actually measure the success of basic economy tickets by how many people pay higher fees to avoid them. A series of massive data breaches may have you feeling like you can't count on secured systems to keep your personal information safe. Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas says it's more important than ever to protect yourself from hackers. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. Hackers attack systems at their most vulnerable, so it's up to you to develop new habits to combat that. Number one, use chip reader terminals for payment only. The recent Saks data breach stole customer credit card information. These chip readers don't transmit your credit card number, instead a unique transaction code. Number two, we all love these store credit cards because of the rewards, but each one is just another chance for you to be vulnerable to hackers. So lose the store-sponsored credit cards. Instead, shop through sites like Ibotta or Ebates to duplicate some of those cashback rewards that you love so much. Habit number three, change your passwords frequently. Under Armour just saw the account information for 150 million MyFitnessPal app users stolen and accessed, right? Had you been changing your password proactively, you actually then block the access to the stolen information that hackers have, generally before any of us know the compromise ever happened. Links to my favorite cashback shopping websites right now when you come see me, facebook.com/savemesteve.
Yeah, it's more important than ever to stay safe. All great advice. Thanks, Steve. The Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia is home to the 76ers and Flyers. And Mike Jarrick from Fox 29 in Philadelphia is here to tell us about some new additions that will hopefully make home games more inclusive for everyone. Hey, Mike.
Well, Kristen, as you know, bright lights and loud noises, the staple of any big sporting event. Well, some kids on the spectrum can't handle bright lights and loud noises. So at the Wells Fargo Center, they have a sensory room where the kids can go into, or they could use a sensory kit that they pass out. Inside the kit, noise-canceling headphones and also fidget spinners. These additions were introduced at the Autism Awareness Night at the Sixers.
Mike, I understand the sports teams aren't alone in trying to meet the needs of those on the spectrum.
You know, that's right. There's a park just outside of Philadelphia called Sesame Place. It's the first theme park in America to receive a certified autism center designation. In other words, all the staff has been trained in autism sensitivity and awareness.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Mike, and hopefully more places follow suit. Thank you.
Americans going out to eat may soon be able to pay using a credit card without signing a receipt. Beginning this month, American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa will no longer require many merchants to get customer signatures. The companies say encrypted microchips included in many new cards are far more effective at preventing fraud than examining a signature. Visa says merchants who upgraded to chip technology saw a drop in fraudulent charges of about 70% over 2 years. Signatures have become optional in more stores over the last few years, but there's one place they have remained popular, and that is in restaurants. Financial writers say the change could lead to confusion when it comes time to leave a tip. Diners may be asked to add a tip using an iPad. Some places could add tips automatically, and experts say that might cause awkward conversations with restaurant management if diners want to tip less. Many animals in the wild have a unique way of protecting themselves against predators. Nat Geo Wild takes a closer look at how elephants use their feet to communicate when being pursued by lions. Here's a preview in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
She charges at the lions and trumpets loudly to scare them off. But she also sends out a secret silent warning of danger to others.
To see the full show, watch Africa's Deadliest Fridays at 8, 7 Central on Nat Geo Wild.
All right, sounds great. Well, here's what's coming up on our next show. A new study might be good news for people who are trying to drop some weight but don't want to give up pasta. And children who are born in prison are getting some help from this woman. Top 30 also covers more of the day's stories live on Facebook every day at 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a marvelous day.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.